Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you want to be. Oh, dare to step high and live like you're free. I said color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 14th. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Color Your Life Happy, Creating a Clear Vision for 2010. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. I realize that you have many other choices of things to do on a Monday morning, so I'm so glad you chose to spend some of it with us. I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, all you need to do is press #1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're on the web chat, just type in your questions or your comments, and I'll be able to see them and read them on the air. Let me remind you that the show is live, so that means anything can happen. The most common thing that happens is lost signals. If your call is suddenly lost, just dial in again at 347-539-5700. That's the same number you called in the first place. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. Now, once again, I'm Flora Brown. I'm an author, coach, inspirational speaker, and consultant. I'm also a mom of four. They're adults now, and I'm a grandma of three. I recently retired after 40 years of teaching junior through university level, so I taught quite a long time, but all along the way I was doing other fun stuff as well. Now, if you haven't done so, I invite you to visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, where you can now invest in yourself by taking advantage of a complimentary coaching session, which I'm offering called Jumpstart Your 2010 Goals. So all you need to do is go over there and find the link that says Get a Coach Now. Now, on this show by the same title, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, all of those things that lead to lasting happiness. Today, my guest is Denise Steyer. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you today?
I am doing very well. I want to tell my listeners a bit about you before we begin. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Denise Steyer is a spiritual life coach, a business coach, and inspirational speaker. Now, she's a graduate and a distinguished member of the inaugural class of Inner Visions Institute of Spiritual Development. This was founded by the best-selling author and spiritual teacher that many of us have heard about, Iyanla VanZant. Now, as a life coach, Denise supports people in turning their visions into reality as they create the life they truly desire. She works with entrepreneurs, artists, and the modern-day goddess. She has a passion for supporting women in the art of self-love, self-care, and celebrating our own unique beauty. Denise is the author of the future release, Ways of a Goddess, a guide to creating a life of beauty, abundance, and peace. Now, Denise has also facilitated workshops. Some of them have these wonderful titles, such as Secrets of a Sacred Woman, or What's Your Pleasure? Keys to Discovering What Truly Brings You Joy. And here's one you all like, Show Me the Money. She's taught classes such as Spiritual Economics and The Artist's Way. She's also an assistant teacher for a course in miracles and has taught the series Beyond the Secret with her husband, Martin, which explores the law of attraction and other universal laws and principles. In 2008, Denise released her first inspirational CD entitled Hold the Vision. Now, this CD is for entrepreneurs, business leaders, and anyone with a vision. It offers 10 easy steps for turning your vision into reality. In addition to all of this, Denise is also a host of her own show, Hold the Vision, on radio, and she'll tell us more about that as we get into the interview. So without any further ado, I'm going to move on to our interview and get a chance to find out more about her along the way. She's a firm believer that anyone can create the life their heart truly desires because she says, you've got the power.
Yes.
Welcome, Denise.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Let's start off with a question that people have asked me, so I'm sure they've asked you this too.
Okay.
What is a life coach? What does life coaching do? What is that?
Well, you know, to put it, you know, simply in a nutshell, a life coach really is someone that supports you in living and creating your best life. And so as a life coach, there are many different ways to do that. You know, what I've done, you know, I've supported people in getting clear about their vision and then
mm-hmm.
coming up with an action plan. And then sometimes it's about just the accountability, having someone to say,
mm-hmm.
you know what, I'm going to exercise four times next week and to be held accountable for doing what you say you're going to do. So really simply, a life coach is someone that really supports you in living large, dreaming big, and creating the life you truly desire.
Wow. So that's an extremely important person to have in your life, and I'm thinking that there are probably listeners who are asking, how is that different from a best friend? Because some of us have best friends that we certainly can use as accountability partners, but what's the difference in a best friend and a life coach?
Well, there's the cynic response to that. I heard someone on a conference call that said, the difference between the life coach and your best friend is the life coach is not after your job or after your man. To me, that's, that's kind of like a cynical answer. But really, the difference is, and you know, a lot of us do have friends that are very positive-minded people, and if you're
mm-hmm.
fortunate enough to have those people in your life, that's great. But at the
mm-hmm.
same time, a life coach has actually received, you know, the formal training, and they
mm-hmm.
know how to really support you and stand with you when you are facing challenges or when you want to give up on the vision or when
mm-hmm.
you come up, you know, against that wall. They're really there holding the vision with you and really supporting you and stretching. So, you know, they can be very similar, and it's great to be supported and have that circle of great friends, but
mm-hmm.
yet you can just, the life coach creates a space where you don't feel judged. It's
mm-hmm.
very personal. It's very confidential. You know, the life coach doesn't go back and share your information with someone
mm-hmm.
else. You know, it's
That's
strictly
true.
Confidential. And so there really are differences between just having a conversation with a friend and then really having a professional life coach in your life.
Yeah, and that's true. I agree with all of that, and especially I think a life coach has been given the authority by you, the client, to hold a mirror up and
yes.
to be honest and brutally honest. And sometimes best friends have good intentions but don't want to hurt your feelings
mm-hmm.
or will agree with something just to, you know, keep from rocking the boat.
Yes.
So having a life coach can be, it's a lot. When you get ready to be serious, it seems that a life coach works better. Now, how does life coaching itself work? Do you, as a life coach, do you meet with people on the telephone, in person, in sessions? How do you do it?
Well, actually, I do a mixture. Normally, it's over the phone. However, there are occasions when I will meet with a client in person, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I offer both one-on-one coaching, and then beginning in the new year, I will order my order. I will have more affordable life coaching where I'll be doing group coaching sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can either have it one-on-one, you know, over the phone or in person, or the group coaching sessions over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us a bit about your background as we move into talking about clear visions. Tell us about how you got to this point.
Well, you know, that's it's been a long journey, and I really think it's been, I want to say, at least 15 years ago. There was a time in my life when things just did not seem to be going right.
Mm-hmm.
I was in an unhealthy relationship. I was struggling through school, just working menial jobs, and I really was not happy. And long story short, the book Acts of Faith came into my life, and that's
mm-hmm.
a book that was written by Iyanla Van Zandt. And
mm-hmm.
it's basically a daily inspirational book, and
mm-hmm.
it really helped change my life. And in the year 2000, Iyanla started her school. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, I really had no intention of being a life coach. My husband and I at the time had a construction business. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
my thing was, even as I was graduating, my thing was, you know, I do construction. When I go back home, that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, once I started the school in the year 2000 and I completed her coaching training in the year 2003, it took
mm-hmm.
a couple of years, but it finally set in that, okay, my life purpose and my life mission is to inspire and empower women to live their best lives. And
mm-hmm.
so I, you know, I took a step back from our construction business, and I began to focus on life coaching and speaking and writing and even having the talk show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can truly say, you know, my life has changed, I want to say 360 degrees. There was a time, yeah, when I was just completely shy. You know, when my husband and I had our business, I basically handled the networking. And I remember I would walk into a room and I would just, you know, it was like I would freeze because I would think, oh, my goodness, I have to mingle with these people. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's just how shy I was. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
now I can work an entire room. You know, I host a radio show. I interview people. People, you know, interview me. Yeah, I love communicating with people and connecting with people. And so
wow.
my life has just really completely changed
yeah.
since attending that school.
So the course helped you to develop your own clear vision and your own purpose in addition to being able to help others. So the first person it helped was you.
Exactly. I was my first client, yes.
You were your first client. And I hear this over and over again when people share how they got into whatever coaching or spiritual work. Typically it's because they were led into it because they were in need. They were seeking
yes.
something. And when they found it, of course, when you find something wonderful, just like we do if we find a fantastic bargain or sale, we want to tell other people about it so they can take advantage of it. And it sounds like that's what you're doing as a life coach.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
I love it.
I want to ask you, why is it so important to create a clear vision? Because many of us throw out things and say, I want this or I want that. I want to be rich or I want a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so important to create a clear vision, and what does it mean to create a clear vision?
Well, you know, and that's a really powerful and interesting question. It's important to have a clear vision simply because when you have a clear vision, it's like having a map. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you get into your car and you're going on vacation, if you just hop in your car and you don't know where you're going to go, you know, you're just out there, it's no telling where you're going to end up. But, it's like nobody just gets in their car. Well, you know, I'm not going to say that because there's been times where I've hopped in my car and just drove and ended up, you know, in a different city. So occasionally you might do that if you feel adventurous. But when
mm-hmm.
you know you have someplace to go, you know exactly where you're going. Usually you look at it on the map or you know what highway, what exits, you know all of that. And so
mm-hmm.
life is very similar to that. When you have a clear vision, you have a map. And when you have
mm-hmm.
that map, it's like you wake up on purpose and you wake up with a sense of passion and excitement as opposed
mm-hmm.
to just waking up every day, going through the motions, doing the same old, but you're kind of like a, what is it, the hamster on the wheel. You're constantly moving.
Yeah,
but you're not going anywhere. And so that's how life is when you don't have a map and when you don't have a clear vision. You're just getting up
mm-hmm.
every day, going to work or whatever it is you do, and then, you know, eating at night and then going to bed, but there's no passion, there's no direction, and there's
mm-hmm.
no sense of purpose. So the clear vision really gives you a sense of purpose. And there is a difference between just having a vision and having a clear vision. You know, I love quotes, and I recently heard a guy say, you know, the one with the clearest vision wins. You know, because when you have a clear vision, you see it sharply, vividly, and you use your senses to see it, taste it, feel it, smell it, to imagine it to be so. And so having a clear vision, you know, just increases the chances and the opportunities for you to turn that vision into a reality, as opposed to having a murky or a blurry vision where you're not really sure and having confusion. And if you have confusion in your vision, then you probably have confusion in other areas. And fog in other areas of your life.
That's true.
Can well, I say one thing, Dr.
Yeah, sure.
Brown? My voice is just a little raspy. I was cheering for our Atlanta Falcons yesterday when they played the Saints. And so my voice is just a little raspy. So excuse
That's okay.
me.
Raspy is cool. I wanted to ask you, when you talk about a clear vision, how much detail do you think people need to have? Because I've heard other speakers and coaches and spiritual leaders talk about the importance of being very specific. So let's say if I want to make more money in the new year, instead of throwing that out as that's a general vision, how specific do you recommend that people become in their vision?
I would say become very specific. If you say you want to create more money in the new year, well, how much money do you want to create? And, you know, not only in the new year, say if you want to create a certain amount of money by the end of the year, so by December 31st you want to have made so much money, well, then how much money would you have made by October? And then how much money would you have made by April? You know, break it down. Don't just, you know, how do you eat the elephant? You know, you nibble at it one little
one
bite.
One piece at a time.
Exactly. You break it down. Okay, so how much money will I need to, you know, make by July or by the end of June? Just break it down. You can break it down into three-month intervals. But just really get very clear. You know, how much money do I desire to make? You know, how do I desire to make it? What do I see myself doing? How do I feel when I see the vision? How do I feel about it? You know, what is it that I believe the money is going to bring me? If I believe it's going to bring me joy or happiness or spontaneity, then how can I experience those feelings now in my life? So it's important to get very clear. And then also, there are times when you might have a vision and it might not make any sense. You know, you might see yourself, you know, riding around in a convertible Ferrari living on the beach. And you're thinking, but I live in the mountains. Why am I seeing that vision? You know, just write that down, because there's a reason why you're seeing that. And it's been times when I've seen visions that at the time did not make sense to me. And those weren't really goals. That was just a vision that was coming to me. And yet, don't fight it. Just see it. And then, you know, just be with it. Even write it down, and then you never know just how it's going to manifest. But when you have a goal, especially for the new year that's coming up, 2010, be as specific as possible. You know, see it, feel it, taste it, smell it, imagine it to be so, and be as specific as possible. Don't just ask for a new car. What kind of car do you want? What color do you want? You know, I've asked for cars before and got a car that the gas tank, the hand on the gas tank, wasn't working. And so now, you know, to me, if I want a Benz, or, you know, I really love a convertible Bentley, it does not have to be brand new. However, I'm very clear. I want everything to be working on it. So be clear.
Be very specific.
Yes, that's one thing Iyanla always says, be clear.
Yeah, and it's really scary when you discover that you've gotten something that you were not specific about, because then you realize the power of your thoughts and your words, and it makes you you brought to mind this story about a lady who wanted a husband, and she put signs all over her house, you know, affirming that she had a husband. She wanted the husband so badly, and she discovered that she kept attracting to her men who were married. And so when she shared it with one of her counselors, they pointed out to her that she was getting what she was asking for. She was getting husbands, except that they were other people's husbands.
Yes.
So she wasn't being specific enough about wanting a husband for herself that was her monogamous partner and so forth and so on. So we do have to be careful what we put out there, because then that's what we're drawing to us. And I want to emphasize the fact that you mentioned writing it down, and you also mentioned engaging all five of your senses.
Yes.
In it. So feeling it, touching it, just being there and enjoying the benefits. One of the things with money, is that people often mention money first, but it's really not money that we want. It's what we believe money will do for us, or what it will bring to us, or how it will make us feel is really what we want, not just the physical paper of currency. So what you're saying about getting beyond just that dollar amount, but getting to what are you willing to do to receive it, and what will it do for you? What are you going to do with it? How will it make you feel? Those are extremely important.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, and you really bring up a key point. It usually is not about the money. We always think it's the money, or we think it's the car or the house or the job. But as you just said, a lot of times people get these things and they're still not happy. And the reason is because, you know, nothing outside of us can really make us happy. It truly begins within. And it's really about getting clear. You know, what does the money bring? You might think it brings excitement. So how do you experience excitement in your life now? And if you allow yourself to experience this excitement now, then that makes you more magnetic to the money. But what you'll realize is the money is kind of like the icing on the cake, or it's like the dessert of life, you know, but because you've already, you know, taken care of working from within and getting clear about, you know, if you say you want a new house, well, what does the new house bring you? Is it that, you know, it allows you to invite more people over to entertain? Does it nurture your soul? Does it enhance your creativity? What does the new home do? But if you're not clear and you just move into a new home, you might find that you're not happy because you weren't clear about what the benefits and the features were that you thought the new home would bring you. And one of my favorite books is called Creating Money, Keys to Abundance, and it's by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. And they talk about all this, you know, going through the process of getting clear about what you think is going to bring you, what are the benefits you want, what are the features that you want. And I used to think, you know what, that's just too much work. Usually I just get something, I get something, a thought, and it will manifest. But, you know, looking at this, it really helped me get clear about, okay, if, you know, if I attract the Benz, what is it about the Benz that I believe is going to bring me? Is it a sense of luxury? Is it a sense of, you know, my ability to manifest what I desire? And so how do I experience luxury in my life now? It's not about the Benz. It's about how do I create luxury and experience luxury in my life now?
Right now. And speaking of now, why should we do this now? Why not wait until the new year actually gets here? Are you suggesting we start now?
Yes, I am suggesting we start now. As a matter of fact, ideally, I would say, you know, next year, start in October. October, November, and December. Use those months to look at what you have created in the year and what it is you desire to create in the new year. So, you know, if you have not started yet, it's okay. But, yes, start now. And one of the great ways is to ask yourself, you know, what's working? What's not working? And what is next for?
Take inventory.
Yes, take inventory, yes. And don't wait to January 1st to say, you know, oh, I'm going to start January. Like, it's like we think when that ball drops, everything within us is going to change. All of our beliefs and our habits and everything is going to change. Start now so you can say, okay, if I want to release weight, and for me, I don't even focus on weight anymore. I've given that up. I just say, you know, I want to exercise four times a week. Eat healthy, drink lots of water, you know, and I can be more specific than that. But the thing is, you know, if you're saying, you know, I want to release weight, why do you want to release weight, you know? And if you've gained a lot of weight, you know, why do you think you've gained the weight? Was it the habits? Was it the beliefs? You know, some people gain weight as a sense of protection. So it's time, you have to really get clear about why do you want to release the weight. And so don't wait to January, but start now. You know, what's the why? What do you need to change as far as your thoughts and your beliefs? And, you know, a lot of times when people come up with resolutions a lot of times have to deal with problems. People think, you know, I need to lose weight. I need to make more money. And and they're kind of beating up on themselves. And so I tell people, you know, every woman to me is a goddess. And so a goddess creates from a place of power and a place of beauty and a place of peace. And so rather than say I need to lose weight, you know, say, you know, I love myself just the way I am. And because I love myself so much, you know, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to drink water. I'm going to treat myself like a goddess. I'm going to eat fruit. And so, and even in your relationships, you know, if you want to attract a mate or attract good friends, you know, I just love myself so much. So I hang with positive people and, you know, I go places that inspire and empower me. You know, it doesn't come from a place of need. It really comes from a place of love. And it really begins within, with you asking yourself, you know, the why. And what am I willing to do? Am I willing to clear out my kitchen and, you know, replace all the junk food with healthy foods? Am I willing to create a shopping list of, you know, foods that will nourish, you know, my body and my spirit? So start now.
For someone who's not sure what they want, what are some ways for them to get started?
Oh, this is my favorite. To me, one of the best ways to get a clear vision is to be still. To be still.
I just made a video about that last week. Be still. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that is so powerful, to be still. You know, we come from a society where, you know, we believe you just got to go 24 hours a day, and if you're not going 24 hours a day, then, you know, a lot of times a lot of us beat up on ourselves. I should be doing more. I could do more. How come I didn't do this? But, you know, I really believe in the power of creating a daily spiritual practice where you start your day, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, you start your day by being still, you know, experiencing the silence, you know, getting in tune with that inner voice, getting in tune with that God self, you know, whatever it is you choose to call it, getting in tune with that creator within. So, you know, if someone's not sure about what they want to create and it's like a big blur, start by just being still. Spend time in nature. You know, go for a walk. You know, clear your head. You know, do that kind of stuff. But, you know, be still, experience the silence, and then go out in nature and, you know, just allow yourself to just be one with the universe, the creative force of the entire universe, and allow the vision to come to you. And then you write it down.
Okay. So in the process of being still, what you're saying is we open the possibility and the space for our visions to come to us and our thoughts to come to us.
Exactly. And when you're being still, you can meditate, you can visualize. Even if you're not familiar with meditation, just take some deep breaths. That's the best way to meditate. Just, you know, sit down, relax, comfortable, and just take a few deep breaths.
I like that you said be still as the very first thing you said, because one of the things that concerns me is, I mentioned this in my book, by the way, about the importance of being still. And one thing that concerns me is that many people think that they have to wait until they take a class on meditation, or they read about meditation, or they learn the right way to pray or whatever. And there, you don't have to wait for anything to be still and to breathe, as you just said. Those things you already know how to do.
Exactly.
And you can actually, what's great, you can do them anywhere.
Anywhere.
You can do them at work in the middle of the day. You can do them at home. Any place you are, you can be still, except when you're driving down the freeway. It's not a good idea to breathe, right? But you can be still and calm your, shut out all of the rest of the world to the extent that we can, because that takes practice. We're so used to bombarding our minds, but it's very important. Now, as an adult, so many of these things that you're talking about right now, we knew these as children, and we don't do them anymore. And I want to get to the idea of imagination. Why is imagination so important? Because that's connected with stillness.
Oh, yes. Imagination is connected with stillness, and it is really the link to your soul. It really is. If you allow yourself to just dream big and think big and even daydream as an adult, like we did as kids, you will get glimpses of who you really are, who your true, authentic self is, and what you truly desire. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes, I love quotes, comes from Albert Einstein, you know, the great scientist who was all about knowledge. And we all know, knowledge is power. However, he says, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's just so key. And I speak to teens a lot, and I love sharing that quote with them, and I ask them, you know, what do you think he meant by that? Imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And we already know that knowledge is power, but mm-hmm. imagination is more powerful. What do you think he meant by that? And I'm always blown away by their responses. And, you know, pretty much in a nutshell, it's really if you have imagination, you can think out of the box. When you have imagination, you think in possibilities, not just on what is, and, you know, it's been this way, this is how it always will be. You think in possibilities. You know that anything is possible. And when you just allow yourself to sit back and relax and just dream big so that you can live large and see the grandest version of your highest vision, knowing that nothing is too good for you and that nothing is impossible, you can really achieve what you truly desire. Well, then you start getting those glimpses. You know, that's why I can say, oh, yeah, I love a convertible Bentley because that's, you know, hey, I love luxury. I do.
And that's, and you deserve it. That's more important.
Exactly. Yeah. I deserve it. So I don't have to say, oh, you know what? Oh, this economy is so bad. It's always going to be bad. It's going to take 5 years. And, oh, gosh, who am I? I don't go through all that. No, my imagination has shown me a Bentley. And so I just say allow your imagination to just go wild, really go wild. Be a kid again. And it's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to tell children to do this, but we certainly have to tell adults, remind adults to do this. Now, once you have this vision you're talking about, then what? you mentioned your vision for the Bentley, and what's next?
Well, what you do is when you have the vision, the first thing to do is simply write it down, and then know the difference between, because when I say Bentley, and I'm almost kind of like, am I limiting myself when I say this?
Right.
It's kind of like there's a part of me that's like, okay, the Bentley, but I don't really have to have the Bentley right now. I'll be happy with the four-door Benz right now. So the Bentley's like it's kind of a vision for the future. Mm-hmm. However, for the year 2010, write down what it is that you desire to create. And you can look at five basic areas of your life, health and wellness, money and career, life balance, relationships, and also your spiritual life. You know, what is it that you desire to create in those five areas? And then as the vision comes to you, write it down. And once you do that, then set your intention. There is so much power just in setting your intention. So you can say, you know, it is my intention to create, at Inner Visions we call it living vision. So I could say, you know, it is my intention to create my living vision for the year 2010 with grace and ease and in the most perfect way. Just create a simple intention. It could be two or three, you know, sentences long, but just create an intention. And then after that, create an action plan. And remember, the baby steps will get you there. You know, you don't have to say, okay, I got to have the Benz or release the weight in the month of January. No, break it down. Break it down. The baby steps will get you there. There's no sense in overwhelming yourself and, you know, being stuck in fear because you're creating these huge, gigantic steps for yourself.
Wow.
You know, unless you just feel like taking a quantum leap, it's generally the baby steps that will get you there.
Well, you know, the truth is that if we had the strength of belief and the faith, we could take a quantum leap. Unfortunately, most of us just aren't there yet. So we do have to take the baby steps, but that's okay because we have to take the action that we can take, that wherever it's kind of like to me with the vision, excuse me, if people are trying to visualize something that they don't believe they can have or they don't believe they deserve, then they are already limiting and blocking and preventing that vision. So that's where the baby steps come in, because visualize what you believe you can have. You know, maybe you can't visualize a Bentley or even a Mercedes, so maybe you can visualize a new Ford or something. Visualize wherever you're able to visualize. And then as you gain experience and confidence and success, then you'll get stronger in your abilities. Now, what's this formula for success
Okay, the formula for success, and I just want to say, to piggyback off of what you just mentioned, it's about the process. It's not even about the destination. It's about the process.
The process, okay.
And the journey. And, again, from the book Creating Money, they say having money and things is not as important as mastering the process of creating them. because once you create them, you know, once you master the process, then you can create regardless of what's going on in the economy and what's going on, around you, because you have mastered the process.
And tell us the name of that book again. I'm sorry. Creating Money?
Yes, Creating Money, Keys to Abundance.
Oh, Keys, okay.
And it's by Sanaya Roman. That's S-A-N-A-Y-A Roman and Dwayne Packer. And it's one of my favorite books. As a matter of fact, it's inspiring me to create another radio show. called Creating Money. And this will actually be more of, I want to say, like a home study course. We're going to meet once a month, and we're just going to go through the book, take our time throughout the year 2010, and go through the book. And so
That's wonderful. Is that going to be on the air or in person? How are you doing that one?
Oh, it's going to be here on Blog Talk. So,
okay. Oh, it's going to be a radio show.
Oh, yeah,
cool. Okay. Yeah. What, I'm sorry, the formula for success.
Oh, yes. The formula is inner work plus outer work equals success. And we've kind of touched on this. So inner work plus outer work equals success. And this is really one of the main things that I got from Inner Visions, because a lot of times if you have a goal, we just immediately go into action. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to exercise for 3 days. I'm going to clear out the clutter in my house. You know, we go into action. However, it really all begins within. And so, you know, and we've kind of touched on this with the meditation, being still, getting clear about, you know, why it is you want to achieve this desire. What is it that you believe is going to bring you? What are some of the things that you can release in order to create this new desire? A lot of us don't realize that one of the best ways to manifest in our lives is to have an open and clean heart. So if you're holding on to anger, resentment, and regrets, you are blocking your flow. So what are the things for you to heal? What's the emotional healing for you to go through? What's the mental healing or the mental baggage that you can release? So it's the inner plus the outer, and the outer is the action, and that is what equals success. And it really all begins within, you know, being still, meditating, visualizing, contemplation, prayer. Prayer even works, you know. Prayer changes things. So doing that inner work plus the outer work where you take action is what equals success.
Now, earlier you mentioned we talked about resolutions a bit already. So why don't traditional resolutions work? I know you mentioned already that they focus on problems. Do you have more to say about why traditional resolutions, people love to make those at the beginning of the year?
Well, you know,
and then forget them in a few days.
right. You know, when all the gyms are crowded, and then you know, even that alone can discourage you. Who wants to be in a crowded gym and you can't get on the treadmill?
But that's right.
Yeah, you know, that would be discouraging. But that's pretty much it. A lot of, and I even like the term resolutions. You know, I'll say, okay, my New Year resolution. But however, the reason the traditional resolutions do not work is because they generally come from a place of lack or a place of a need. I need to lose weight. I need to find a man. I need to make more money. Resolutions generally do not come from a place of power or a place of love. You know, so that's really why the traditional resolution does not work. Whereas instead of saying I need to do something, it could be like, you know what, I love myself. You know, this is my life. I accept it as it is. And then also I celebrate myself and I show myself appreciation for all that I have already accomplished in 2009. And so from this place of power, now I create what it is I desire for 2010. And that's really a key step too. Resolutions have nothing to do with that celebration. You know, when we talk about that inner work, part of that inner work is to just celebrate all that you have already accomplished.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Now, what are some of those blocks that keep people from creating a vision? We've talked about the importance of creating one and how to go about doing it, being specific, writing it down. What are some of the typical blocks that prevent people from creating a vision for themselves?
In a nutshell, distractions. And, you know, distractions can come in any kind of form. You know, life, our responsibilities, even the media. When you are constantly bombarded with, okay, the economy is bad, and 10%, what is it, the unemployment rate is 10%, mm-hmm. and all mm-hmm. of this is going on in the world, and we got swine flu. You know, being bombarded with all of those negative messages can really be a distraction and a block to creating your own unique, authentic, clear vision. And then also the excuses. A lot of times we won't even take the time to see the vision simply because we're already saying, well, I don't have time to mm-hmm. do that, or mm-hmm. I don't have enough money. You know, it's three top excuses: time, money, and other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the reasons why, those are the blocks, you know, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. the distractions of life. But when you come from a place of power, you know, knowing who you really are, that goes back to that inner work, you know.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
if you like using the term God, knowing that you are a child of God and you have mm-hmm. everything within you, knowing that you are created to the life force of the entire universe, then you know you have the power to create what you truly desire. And so it doesn't matter what the media is saying, and it does. You don't get caught up in those excuses about time, money, mm-hmm. and other people.
You know that
you create your own reality. And you know what? I think people ought to say, you know what, I'm tired of you blaming me for not
right.
creating the life you want, because we blame other people. But we
yes.
are responsible for
and
creating.
We're responsible.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
right.
We're
so what are some things that people can do to prepare for their desired lifestyle? You've mentioned preparation before. What are some things we can do to prepare for this desired lifestyle?
Well, one of the main things is to clear out the clutter. And when we talk about clutter, and that's one of my things too, you know, I have papers and stuff all over my desk.
Oh, yes, I can relate.
Yeah, so I'm talking to myself here. I'm talking to
yeah.
myself. Clear
and
out
to
the
me.
Clutter. Yes.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
clutter is a derivative from the word clot, which is to block
oh,
and stagnate.
Okay.
So when you have clutter in your life, you are blocking and stagnating, you know, your desires. You are blocking your money, because money is energy. A lot of
mm-hmm.
us don't realize that, but money is energy. So clutter clots. It blocks and it stagnates. So one of the
wow.
first things you can do is clear out the clutter. And not
okay.
only physical clutter, clear out your mental and emotional and psychological clutter as well. Get over the anger and the resentment. So he did that to me 5 years ago. You know, just the other day, somebody was on Steve Harvey talking about how they wrote a letter to Judge Mathis because they wanted to be on his show, but they never heard anything. And he said,
uh-huh.
you know, when did you send the letter? She said, 7 years ago. And yes, for $300. She gave a boyfriend $300 7 years ago, and she's still waiting to hear from Judge Mathis.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so clear out the emotional, the mental, the let it go. Let it, you know.
Let it go. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
They tell her the statute of limitation is over. It's been 7 years. Let it go, people. Let it go. So I would just say clear out the clutter in
okay.
all forms. Create affirmations. You know, I'm a powerful, wealthy, beautiful woman. You know, whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Create a vision board. You know, cut out
mm-hmm.
pictures and dream big and allow yourself to see really vivid pictures of what it is you truly desire to create. So clear
wow.
out the clutter. Yeah, vision boards and affirmations or something.
Wow. I want you to talk a bit, we're almost out of time, about the power of intention, and then I want you to tell the listeners, we have about 2 minutes,
okay.
how people can contact you. So the power of intention, and then how people can contact you.
Okay. Well, Dr. Wayne Dyer, I think he has a series of CDs called The Power of Intention.
Right,
Your intention is so powerful, and what it is, it's because, you know, we have the power of our mind, and we have, you know, just based on being the spiritual beings that we are so powerful. So we can speak things into existence. And so when you say, this is what I desire to achieve, and this is
mm-hmm.
how I desire to live, you're putting the universe on notice. And see,
mm-hmm.
the universe wants you to succeed. And so
mm-hmm.
when you say something, that subconscious mind of yours goes out into the universe and begins to attract the opportunities and the people that will bring you your true desires. I mean, that's just how powerful we are. We have people, we have, you know, the universe, we have God working on our behalf behind
yes.
the scenes when
exactly.
we say, you know, this is what I intend to do. So that's why it's so important that when you say you're going to do something, to actually do it. Because when you do what you say you're going to do, when
mm-hmm.
you set an intention, the universe knows you're serious and
knows
that you mean to do it. But when you just say stuff and it doesn't mean anything to you or anybody else, you know, I say I'm going to go walking, but I don't do it, or I say I'm going to give you a call and I don't do it. But when you say I intend to create $1 million this year, the universe is like, oh, well, she's always talking about she's going to do something, but she's not serious. You know, the power of intention, you know, it's very powerful. So do what you say you're going to do and know that the universe is working with you to create it.
Now, how can listeners contact you? Tell us that quickly, Denise, before we run out of time.
All right, I'm going to say it real quick. My website is denisedyer.com. That's Denise, D-Y-E-R.com. And then also check out compasscoachingnow.com. And that is compasscoachingnow.com. And that's where you can find affordable life coaching, because we truly believe every woman deserves a coach. And one of the taglines for the company is, life is a journey. Do you have a compass? So make sure you check out compasscoachingnow.com.
Wow, thank you so very much. We've just run out of time. I want to thank you for being on the show and remind listeners that they can certainly get to listen to this again on my show page. Thank you, and I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you again. You've given us a great start for the new year.
Thank you,
Denise.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.